So we just settle ourselves back into the shrine room. Just bring with you whatever experience and sense you have of the elements. Bring that here now. If you've been out walking in the sunshine, cool air against your face, the wind rippling over the surface of the pond, skeletons of trees still, one or two buds appearing. So just settle into yourself whatever way works best just now, and then whatever you're feeling, pleasant or unpleasant, neutral, expansive, perhaps not though. You might feel a bit cramped in yourself. Whatever it is in your experience, just bring kindly attention to that, just for yourself. So, where are you? Are you here? Present? In this moment? Are you in another moment? In this moment, but somewhere else? And who is this I who goes from moment to moment, place to place, real and imaginary? So let's be aware, first of all, of our breath. Just using the breath, following it moment by moment. Taking delight in this simple process, breathing. Taking in the air element, breathing it out. Just noticing how our breath never is still. Using our breath to center our awareness in ourself. Be aware of our whole self physically. My body, the way I'm sitting, comfortable or perhaps not. My whole height, weight, breath. Here I am, sitting here, myself. So just introduce a few words into this awareness of ourself. Just say them to ourselves quite silently. The words this being, that becomes. From the arising of this, that arises. This not being, that does not become. With the ceasing of this, that ceases. So just every now and then in the reflection, just let those words run through your mind. Maybe just this being, that becomes. So just looking for the earth element in my body. Bones, skin, muscle, hair, teeth. Everything in me that is solid, gives me shape and form, maintains that form. The earth element that resists my touch. This element, earth, in me. We can feel its weight. We can feel it pushing down on the chair, on the cushions. We can feel it pushing against the floor. So just reflecting now on how long this element earth has been my element earth. Some of it for years has been my element earth. Some of it only for a few hours. Since breakfast. So now look for the element water. My element, water. The water element in me. Mine. The water element that flows is wet. Brings softness to my form. It's there when I cry. There as I swallow. And again, just reflecting on how long has this element water been my element water? Have you just drunk something? Have you just let urine pass from your body? How long does this water element remain me and mine? A couple of days? Few hours. Then there's the fire element in me, the warmth and heat that I experience in myself, or the lack of it. So just notice the heat in your body. So we can feel cold or sometimes very hot on the surface. Inside, we keep more or less the same temperature all time. That's amazing. How do we do it? Are we the source of our own heat? So just reflecting on how we need to replenish our source of heat with food, and we need to do it every few hours. At least we do it every few hours. We need this inner warmth. We need to be able to have the energy to walk, move about, think, speak. We're not the source of our own energy. And yet we talk so easily about my energy, being there or not there, too much, too little. Our possession, the way we think about it. So in all this, just keep coming back to awareness of your body. Awareness of its solidity and earth-likeness. Awareness of its softness, flowing, wet, water-like aspect, aware of the heat, energy, fire-like aspect, and aware of the air element in us, my breath. My breath arrives and it's gone again. Arrives, has gone again. So again, just reflecting on how long my breath is actually mine. a few seconds. So is there anything which is fixed, unchanging, always part of me that I can find? If there is, then there I am. And if there isn't, where am I? So is there anything in my experience that is still, actually still, or am I just trying to make it so? So as you breathe, just ride that breath like a wave. And a breath which does not move is not a breath. Not life-giving. So relax, just relax into the flowing self that you actually are. And that relaxing may bring delight. So as you reflect more deeply in all of this, just relax more deeply into it. A fixed self would be separate. A fixed self would be a separate self. A flowing self is connected. A flowing self is empty of anything to be grasped. It's empty of the urge to grasp anything. Empty of the grasper. And the flowing self is also full of spaciousness, gladness, not defending itself. Not anxious to protect itself. And able to be in the moment, right now, in the seen and the heard, only the seen and the heard. Not the grasping movement, not the anxious heart. Just the moment of hearing, just the moment of perception. Moments of experience, but not owning it. So finish off the practice with a few moments, a few minutes of metta towards this flowing self, which can feel vulnerable, can feel frightened, can feel exhilarated, powerful, and can feel empathy in connection. And most of all, this flowing self can change, be flexible, appropriate, and can stand aligned with how things actually are. So whatever metta you're feeling for yourself, just let that radiate out to other beings, wherever you can imagine them.